If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making with Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
The Financial Exchange with Barry Armstrong and Chuck Zada. Weekday mornings 10 to noon on WBNW, 1120 AM and 102.9 FM. The Money Matters Radio Network.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, welcome you all. A good morning, and especially a good morning, and our prayers go out to all the people in the Southeast who have been experiencing this devastating, catastrophic storm. And I've been following hurricanes my whole life, and I couldn't take my eyes off the TV all weekend. But we're going to go from a hurricane to something much more moderate as we open up with a very diversified show here. And joining us to begin with is Larry Sternberg. He's a senior executive at marketing at management consulting firm Talent Plus, where he has designed and conducted training programs on a variety of topics for thousands of executives and managers. And the book is co-written with Kim Turnage. She's a senior leadership consultant at Talent Plus and works in the same area. The name of the book, Managing to Make a Difference: How to Deliver, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talent for Maximum Performance. And it's published by Wiley. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you on.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be here.
All right. I'm just going to project myself into the role of the average book buyer who says, oh, my goodness, another book on management, another book on how to make a difference in the world. When someone hits you with that question, and it has to be a question that you're asked, state the differentiating factors on from this book on others. And we're not asking you to reinvent the wheel. I think the wheel's been reinvented over and over.
Yes, absolutely. I think there's two things that differentiate this book. One is the audience, the people to whom I have written the book, those people are mid-level managers. There's a lot of books written for business owners and for CEOs and for other C-suite individuals. And this book specifically is designed to help mid-level managers produce better results by making a difference in the lives of their people. That's one thing. The second thing is this. Any manager can achieve his or her goals and can progress in his or her career without making a difference in the lives of the people they manage. This book is specifically about making a difference in the lives of the people they manage. And this, if you talk to highly successful individuals, this aspect of their careers will come out as one of the most rewarding aspects of their careers.
Larry, I always hate to focus some of these interviews on me, and this isn't about me, but it hits so hard because I think of the first major speaking engagement that I got, and it was, and I didn't do my homework because it was my first one. I didn't realize that I was speaking to a middle management group. I was just asked to speak to management of companies, and it didn't take long for me to realize into the talk that I was offending middle management people who were there, and I had to somehow turn the topic around. But at that particular point, I can't remember how many years ago, middle management was kind of a, quote, disappearing entity, and as it was of no significance, and that was really the focus of my talk. How have things changed since then?
Well, I don't think things have changed. I would have disagreed with that point of view back then, and I disagree with it now. It's middle management who have the most contact with employees. So, you know, your employees are the people who are directly serving your customers. They're the people who are improving your processes. They're the people who are creating the value, directly creating it. I used to work for Ritz-Carlton, and the legendary COO of Ritz-Carlton, Horst Schulze, used to say, if I don't show up to work tomorrow, not many people are going to notice. But if a desk clerk in any of my hotels doesn't show up to work tomorrow, a lot of people are going to notice, and it's not going to be good for them. So I think mid-level managers are a crucial point of leverage in any business.
Well, what about the link between upper management and lower management, and how expansive the role of middle managers should be?
Well, that's a good question, and I think that question is going to be different for every organization and for every culture. So it's not how extensive it should be. It's how much value are those individuals creating. You can have a company called mid-level management. If they're not adding value, then, you know, get rid of them. On the other hand, if you have a lot of mid-level managers and they are adding a lot of value, then, you know, keep the model. So it depends on the organization. It depends on what you're asking them to do or what they're really doing to create value.
So what are some of the tools, the strategies that you suggest along with Kim to enable managers to function optimally?
Well, thanks for asking that question. I'm going to answer it, but before I do, I want to go back to something you said at the beginning.
Sure.
You know, the wheel has been reinvented many times and so forth. And one of the fundamental propositions of this book is that there is no one formula for being a great manager. If there was one formula, everybody would know it. It would have been figured out. Our approach is people have to figure out what works for them. What works for me, what works for you are probably different things when we get to a level of detail. So what are one of the things we recommend? One of the fundamental approaches that we recommend is not taught very frequently, and that's this: quit trying to change people. There are so many times when managers, and this applies to people at every level, whether it's the CEO dealing with his or her direct reports, or whether it's a mid-level manager dealing with rank and file employees, we're too cavalier about asking people to change. And changing is a monumentally difficult endeavor. So what happens is when we call people in for performance evaluations, and we ask them to change. We ask them to be, for instance, more extroverted. We ask them to be more aggressive. We ask them to be more organized, or whatever it might be. When we're asking really to change who they are, that's really a bad bet. And all we're doing is making our relationship with that individual worse. We're not helping that individual. So we can get managers out of the business of asking people to change, and instead ask, what do they bring to the table? What are their strengths? What are their gifts? And how can I amplify those? And how can I make the best use of those without asking people to change? Here's my analogy. Don't send your pitchers to batting practice.
I love that one. Absolutely love that one. When you talk about talent, do you think talent is an innate trait? In other words, people are born to be leaders, or it's something that can be created and developed?
I think that people are born, that they're hardwired a certain way, and that they're raised a certain way, and that they develop certain very deeply ingrained patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And once those are developed, say, by a person is in their early 20s, they're very difficult to change. And some of those deeply ingrained patterns are more amenable to a person being an excellent leader, and some of those deeply ingrained patterns are more amenable, for instance, to someone having the potential to be a terrific nurse. So we call these deeply ingrained patterns deeds, patterns of thoughts, feelings, and behavior that are persistent over time. And some of them give people the potential to be great leaders, and some of these people, some of these themes give people the potential to be great human, whatever it might be. But when we say talent, we're talking about the potential for excellence. And frankly, we don't care whether it was installed at an early age or whether it's in the DNA. By the time somebody is an adult, there are these deeply ingrained patterns, thoughts, feelings, and behavior, and they're very difficult to change. So finding out what they are and how we can make the best use of them is one of the main endeavors that allows a manager to make a difference in the lives of their people. Let me give you an example of parenting. Parents get their children involved in a lot of different activities, and whether they're conscious of it or not, one of the things that's going on.
All right, we're going to have to break. Can you stay for another segment, Larry?
I can.
All right, this is Stu Taylor. Stu Taylor on Business. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658, and use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hello, this is Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and I want to have high commendations for Stu Taylor. He's been a supporter of financial education and my message for years. He's a great guy. Keep listening to him.
All right, we return on this Monday morning, and rejoining us is Larry Sternberg. He's half of the authorship of the book Managing to Make a Difference, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talent for Maximum Performance. The other half of this exceptional team is Kim Turnage. I want to go to that subtitle for a second, Larry, which is, I know from firsthand experience, having been in business for years, how do you really retain top talent? It can be very difficult to do today, especially with the pressures that that people are under in order to move up that ladder.
Sure, it is difficult to do, Stu. But the fundamental thing you have to do is meet the person's needs. Every person you manage has a unique set of aspirations, needs, goals, desires, all those things. They're unique. And what you have to do is get to know your people and figure out how you're going to meet those needs. And you have to extend yourself to meet those needs. And no, it's not easy. And the other thing you do is develop close relationships with these people. If you have close, positive relationships your people, and if you are extending yourself to meet your needs, you are going to maximize the likelihood that you are going to retain them.
How do you, it's always difficult. Everybody says, oh, it's easy. I'm objective. You can't take subjectivity out of a person's makeup. It's just inherent in all of us. And you get wrapped up in your projects and what you're doing. How open are you to other approaches that may be conflicting to what you talk about in the book, or is your answer that it's so based in research that it's pretty much finite?
I'm very open to other answers. I'm so glad you asked that question. What I say to people is this: don't listen to me, don't listen to Stu, don't listen to the next expert who comes along. Listen to your results. If what you're doing is working for you, even if it's contrary to anything I recommend, keep doing it. If you want improved results, you can't keep doing the same thing. You've got to have the courage to try new things and see how they work. So everybody has to find their own way. Everybody has their own style, and everybody has to find their own way. So I'm very open to that.
What was the most difficult part of writing this book?
The most difficult part of writing the book was figuring out how the books are linear by definition. And the ideas, the principles, the advice in this book is not linear. And the most difficult part, since it isn't linear, was figuring out some sort of linear organization of the progression of ideas in the book. But fundamentally, it's not linear.
How do you sort out the differences? And I don't make a case for either one. I think they're both important. For with our new technology, et cetera, for supporting the move towards independence and independent entrepreneurship within a business, as opposed to still the important aspects of collaborating and working with others. Is that being modified through the years?
Yeah, I think it is. I think that there's more collaboration now. The technology enables more collaboration. It used to be, I think, that entrepreneurs and independent business owners were much more isolated because they didn't have the functionality to find other people like them and to ask them, what are you doing and how is it working for you? Now, with increased technology, I think that people can be independent performers, but now have a network of people who are very much like them in very similar situations, and people can learn from each other. So I think that the technology supports learning and growth for independent performance.
Does it also inhibit the interaction in this social media age? I remember years ago I interviewed Howard Rheingold, I'm trying to think of the name of his book, but it was focused on how subcultures are being developed by our new technology, and people are much more in isolation. And therefore, it not only affects their working habits together, but it affects their personality. I think in so many ways, he was an amazing prophet, and this book was written about 8 years ago. What do you agree with that?
Yes, I do. It is affecting people's personalities. It is affecting relationships. Relationships are now incorporating, you know, Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those kinds of things. People are having relationships at a distance with individuals they've never met in person. So different kinds of relationships are emerging. And there's always a downside. There's never just an upside to anything. There's always a downside as well. And the downside of this is I sit in meetings, and as soon as there's a break, everybody's on their phone. They're not talking to each other. They're not relating to the people who are sitting right in front of them. They're on their phone checking their email and doing these other things. And so I think that the downside of this is that we are less present when we're physically present with people. We are less present. And I am very concerned about not pulling my cell phone out during a break or whatever that might be. So, yes, I think all of these functionalities are, in fact, changing relationships. And, of course, they are affecting people's personality.
Joining us is Larry Sternberg. The name of the book is Managing to Make a Difference. How would you define a strict role or roles of a manager? And you can expand upon my question, but I'm talking about identifying sources where talent emanates. In other cases, it's just best to, you know, to go to someone else. You don't take a guy who can steal bases and put him in the cleanup spot.
Right. So I'm sorry. Would you repeat your question?
How do you go about analyzing the differences in skills to get the maximum out of people who work for you? Because a miscalculation can result in putting a singles hitter in a cleanup spot, and you don't want to do that in baseball.
Yeah, well, how you go about it is, first of all, and we do this all the time, and the easiest way for people to understand this is you take any sales organization, and you take your number one sales rep. Now you've got an opening for sales manager. And you put your number one sales rep in the sales manager position. And everybody is bad for anything.
All right. I want to thank you so much. It's been interesting. And I think this is a book everyone should get. Managing to Make a Difference, How to Engage, Retain, and Develop Talent for Maximum Performance. Our guest has been Larry Sternberg. Larry, thank you very much.
With 20% back in rewards on color copies from Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence to leave behind presentations that customers will read, not recycle. The confidence to produce color manuals that'll keep your business in the black. The confidence that your financial forecast will no longer be partly cloudy. Show off your business in full color for less at Staples. Now get 20% back in rewards on color presentations, manuals, and copies. Staples, it's pro time. Visit staples.com/20color. Expires 11/4/17. Exclusions apply.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHealth.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
I'm Ralph Nader. I just did an interview with Stu Taylor, and unlike so many radio talk show hosts, he lets you talk. He doesn't over-talk. He doesn't shout. And we can have a good conversation whether or not we agree.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no. And his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true.
But if you decide, just couldn't quite get in, Mr. Blue. Welcome back. And, you know, every day I get up and I... You know, I'd say, like a lot of people out there, put her behind bars, put Hillary behind bars. Now I'm just begging, just go away. Go away. Disappear. You're finished. You're not respected. You're a terrible human being. But she won't go away. She claims she's not going to run for office again. Tell me a politician who doesn't claim they're not going to run for office again. Telling you, what a crew. And it's not that I'm Mr. Exceptional in terms of intellect, but I would weigh every word that I say to make sure I don't say something that is a blatant lie. Now, I can't tell you whether she's going to run again. I'd like to see her run for dog catcher, and maybe she's qualified. But here we are. We're back on the Russian collaboration scene, and we're back with Hillary's new book, What Happened. You know what happened, Hillary? You're about as clueless a politician as anybody has ever seen. Because you shouldn't have written this book. And yet, here she is. Twice failed presidential candidate. Another campaign to put the blame on everyone but herself for her lost to Trump. Now, I'd say that if she didn't make the coal comments, she didn't make the comments of baskets of deplorable. I mean, those are killer. You look at every campaign and there are killer statements or killer expressions like Howard Dean, Gerald Ford. It happens every election. But with her, it was multiple stupid things to say. Yeah. First of all, I don't care. I don't think she believes in anything, so it doesn't matter whether she believed what she was saying or not. She just blatantly lied. And the comment about deplorables, which she still defends to this day and in her book, I think ranks among the most insulting to the American voter. If I were a Hillary Clinton voter, I might have switched votes right there, and there were a lot. Yet she's in denial. She's in denial. Robbie Mooker, young campaign manager. I don't even think he started to shave yet. He doesn't put all the blame on that. He doesn't put a lot of blame on it. She is blaming everyone. Men, women, the poor, the rich. Oh boy, Obama, Bernie Sanders, Russia. Donald Trump's terrible approach at campaigning against her. Well, Donald Trump's terrible approach worked because people were fed up. And Trump sensed it. And by the way, in case you're not noticing, Trump is doing some mighty fine things right now in office, including handling the hurricane. Really right on it. And I keep going to MSNBC, and I do it more and more because I just want to see if there's a change. CNN. MSNBC, CNN, NBC, ABC, the major affiliates, that they won't bring this up. And the only reason it's brought up, in a sense, by Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi and the victory here for the allocation of money, and boy, if you didn't give the $15 billion to Texas just to start, I mean, how can you be looked upon with respect? So Trump is playing ball with the Democrats. You know why? Because the Republicans won't play ball with him. And he finally put his foot down and said, you don't want to work with me? You couldn't pass Obama repeal and replace in 7 years? I'm going to work with the Democrats. Now, normally I would be screaming and raging. I'm going to tell you something. I think what he did was the absolute right move. And talking about moving on and working with him, first of all, I'll never like them. I'll never trust them. And I'll always think they're against the country. But it's a matter of bad and worse. So her new book, What Happened? The title doesn't include a question mark suggesting that Hillary Clinton knows what happened and is going to explain it. But if you look at the book that have leaked, the excerpts that have leaked out already, she is still in a grieving state, still in denial, and still will not recognize how spectacularly she failed. And you know what complicates it even more? The fact that Bill Clinton won it twice with his personality and some sound politics as well. You know, I'm absolutely going to give it to him there. In spite of him being a sexual predator, I can't help but throw that in because I don't know why people ignore that. Clinton had to humiliate herself over and over again. But that's what one does when they're totally obsessed with political powers. She left a question mark off from the title of her book. It's only the first lie of many. And we haven't got to see the book. I'd love to get Hillary Clinton on here, but I've got to tell you, I don't have a chance. I don't think she'll be doing many radio interviews, and she won't be doing them with conservative radio show hosts, I can tell you that. Certainly a lot of it lies with Obama as well. Obama and all of his awful ideas and failed promises and terrible policies cost the Democratic Party. I mean, nobody focuses on this. More than 1,000 seats during his time in office. Of course that contributed. But it was her fault that she tried to run on Obama's socialist platform. Clinton considers, and this may be on the campaign, to have been based upon one bad comment she made. We're going to put a lot of coal miners and coal companies out of business. And who does she turn around and blame on that? Barack Obama. Barack Obama wasn't speaking for her. Barack Obama wanted her to win desperately. It wasn't a cover-up because each one holds enough information on the other to send them to prison. I am convinced, even though because of the double standard in this society, they're never going to prison. Lois Lerner just got off the hook again for the second time. She will not be prosecutable. I mean, you know, I've just given up on it. So, hey, Stu, do you think, wow, this is it. We got Loretta Lynch. We got this one. No. In a normal functioning society, in a constitutional republic, many of these people would be behind bars. Hillary insisted, I saw when she said it on television, she insisted that comment on coal miners and coal mines was taken out of context and said Obama had given the narrative of Democratic hostility towards coal miners by announcing a plan that set state-by-state targets for carbon emissions and reductions. So she blamed it on Barack Obama. You can say something, you can do something, and you can say it never happened, and the zombies out there will just agree, they'll just shake their head. And then she goes ahead and does what she's always done for years, playing the victimized woman. So she blamed Obama for really creating limits in terms of how she could behave. Obama, for the most part, even though I'm sure he was pulling strings, sat in the background, didn't make himself all that public. Bernie Sanders, she accuses this socialist of being a copycat who kept making all the same promises that Hillary made, only bigger. Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Then she went on to talk about how much she loves Bernie. But Bernie hasn't got the intestinal fortitude to stand up and say what she is. She's a liar. All right, we'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
MyPillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-950-0658. That's 800-950-0658. And use promo code STU. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, I'm Harvey McKay, and author of Swim with the Sharks Without Being Eaten Alive. I can't thank you enough, Stu. The interview, I didn't like it. I loved it. And I love the way you changed lives. I love the way you prepare to win, the way you do your homework. I like to surround myself with winners, and really look forward to having dinner with you in Boston very, very soon. Best of luck to you.
All right, welcome back. And just give me a second here. It was bad timing to take a little sip. You know how you get so thirsty sometimes? It's like the greatest feeling in the world to quench that thirst. All right. The issues facing Donald Trump and the decisions he made, and I absolutely support what he did. 316-90 and 80-17. They were the that was the lopsided vote in the House and Senate to support the deal Trump made with the Democrat leaders on storm aid and the debt limit and government funding. Now, talked about this several times, but I want to be sure to talk about it again because I still hear conservatives, and I'm a conservative, blaming him for doing it. And I said here last week that this is an absolute necessity for him to do. Is he going to leave millions and millions and millions of people from Harvey and now coming up with Irma stranded? Those are the kinds of situations where you, if you can't negotiate, you either don't negotiate and show everybody how tough you are, or negotiate a deal and show them how humane you are. We all get trapped into those situations where we don't want to do things, and yet we have to do them. All of the nay voters, and I'm not happy about this at all, were Republicans. No, I am not. First of all, I'm not a Republican anymore. I'm an independent. I don't even characterize myself as an independent. I'm a conservative. I don't want any party affiliations. I don't want any affiliations with any of these parties. They're all. I want to see a brand new conservative party. I want to see a brand new conservative Fox set up because Fox is one after another bouncing their top conservatives. Hannity will be next. Eric Bowling. I don't know Eric. I don't know why I'm getting off the track. I don't know Eric Bowling personally. I've interviewed him twice. I happen to think the guy is terrific. I don't know who set him up, what he did, whether he sent those pictures of his genitalia out. I mean, I can't say that. But I bet on Eric Bolling. And he's out of there. I'd like to see what his defense and his countersuit is, because I can't say, obviously I can't say for sure what's going on. But let's, these are the kinds of things that are happening out there. And let's look at what I think could be a turning point in the Trump presidency. And really shake up things in Washington. And that is, boy, am I thirsty here this morning. Laurie, I can't even talk. I'm so thirsty. I wonder if I can just have a 3-minute break here and just keep drinking. And by the way, no. It's not liquor. You know, it's beautiful chocolate drink. So there's a lot of frustration in Washington, and there's a lot of frustration from the failure of the GOP majorities to pass this agenda. I love what Trump did in following through on a statement about this, why he has given up siding with the Republicans on this. And of course, we change every day, and that's politics. My friend yesterday is my enemy today, vice versa. And sometimes my friend is my enemy at the very same time. Trump came back and said it took 7 years to repeal and replace Obamacare. They should have been ready. They never were. And they're no closer now than they were before. It's utterly disgraceful. I would have gotten behind the scenes if I were a part of the Republican Congress. And I'm not saying it after the fact. And I would have said, let's see, what are we going to do if we win 2016? And I would have had this whole thing worked out. It never was. Advantage Democrats. Advantage Democrats, and in a kind of a bizarre, in a bizarre way, advantage Democrats in assigning the blame of Obamacare to the Republicans. See, because we have to shift our hatreds. And our hatreds go from being the ones who perpetuated Obamacare to the ones blaming someone who has been unable to make the change. So if Trump has to sit down with Obama and Pelosi, so be it. But it's going to result in a lot of crossover party turnover. I mean, this is kind of a strange situation where Trump may lose some of his base and gain some of the others. Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma, really made this decision for them. And he wanted and did what he had to do, and that was bipartisan action. We had all Americans helping each other, as we should in this country, pitching in. And with a future disaster impending in Florida, I mean, there's just no way this could have been ignored. It would have looked at all this political infighting during national emergencies, and the blame would have been with the Republicans. So my word is to hell with the Republicans. Trump did the right thing, and although I never, ever, ever think he'll become statesmanlike, he's doing what he has to do. And we don't have any time, but if anybody saw the Steve Bannon interview last night on 60 Minutes, if you haven't seen it, go see it, because you may not like Steve Bannon. But I'm going to tell you something. A lot of things he said were right, absolutely on the nose. And you may not respect his diplomatic abilities. I don't care, because I wrote here about the indignities of the office becoming now acceptable based upon the opposition's reaction to everything going on. I'm happy with what Bill Bannon did. Steve Bannon. Used to have a friend named Bill Bannon. All right, Stu Taylor, thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio,